Amy, would you come up, please, and share our scripture?
So Nico is on a 5K run this morning, so I'll read the scripture from Luke chapter 19, 1 through 10. He entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man and woman came to seek out and to save the lost." Amen.
So, a little personal history here. My younger brother is 6'5". My older brother is 6'1". My two sisters, they're taller than me. I was the short one. So I really identify with Zacchaeus. You know, as I thought about this story, I absolutely love the story of Zacchaeus. I think it sums up in one story the whole truth and power of the gospel and all that Jesus came to do for us. Here was Zacchaeus. What I'm thinking is he was lost. He was successful. He was rich. But he was lost. There was something deep down in his heart that he knew was missing. He was lost. And he heard about Jesus. He must have heard stories that gave him hope that maybe he could be saved from himself. Maybe he could change. And so when he heard that Jesus was coming and was going to be coming through town, he was so excited. But he was short. So he needed a plan. And so he found the tree. And he climbed up that tree and he saw Jesus and he was so excited. And then a miracle happened. Jesus said, "Hey, Zacchaeus, come down from that tree. I want to go to your house for lunch." The personal touch. He was known by Jesus, recognized as someone who needed help. And so they went into his house. I don't know what Jesus said to him. I don't think it was important. I think that what happened to Zacchaeus was his soul was met. That Jesus reached out to him out of his authentic soul, out of his deep connection to God. And as Zacchaeus felt that, and his heart warmed. And he realized that he could let go of all that he was holding on for security. He could be the kind of person that he always wanted to be. And so he came out and said, "I've changed. I have met what I needed to meet in my heart, and I am going to give half away. And anybody that I defrauded, I'm going to pay him back fourfold." Wow. I don't know how long that lasted. He probably needed a support group, maybe First Baptist, to keep the juices flowing. But the miracle is that when love meets us and meets us deep, transformation can happen, and we can take the steps necessary to be free and to give love, to live love. So I was wondering, if we think together and think by yourself, and we're going to break into small groups for about a 5 or 10 minute sharing, has there been a time in your life where you heard about somebody or encountered somebody and felt something stirring deep within, that there was a truth that was being shared and that you were being offered something very precious, and that you took it in and you just felt a glimmer that, hey, things are going to be different from now? Maybe it was a teacher. Maybe it was a grandmother. Maybe it was a friend. Maybe it was a pastor. Maybe it was a movie. Who knows the ways the Spirit can reach out and touch us in a very personal way, knowing our need and saying, being just what we needed at that time to take that step. Or maybe you can share times when you felt like Zacchaeus, that you realized that you were lost and you needed something that you didn't have, and that you found the answer. You found that answer. So let's just take about 5 minutes and share with one another, break into easy small groups, maybe 4 or 5, and then we'll gather together. So let's do that.